Uncle Wiggily went sailing one sunny morning out in his birch bark canoe. That is, he went paddling because he had a paddle to send the canoe down the river. "But take your umbrella so your pink nose won't get sunburned," said Nurse Jane. "And besides, it might rain, so you'll need an umbrella." Uncle Wiggily agreed with Nurse Jane, so he took his umbrella. "But I'm not afraid of getting sunburned," Uncle Wiggily said to himself. "Anyhow, I'm not sure rabbits can get sunburned." So he stepped carefully into his birch bark canoe, because if he stepped too hard, he might put his foot right through the bottom. And pretty soon he was sailing down the river. "I wish I could go a little faster," thought Uncle Wiggily. "I wish this was a racing canoe." And just then, a fish came up to the surface of the river. "Did you say you wanted to race?" asked the fish. "Well, yes, I think that'd be fun," said Uncle Wiggily. "I'll race you to that tree there on the bank down the river." "Okay, 1, 2, 3, counted the fish, and away they went. At first, the fish was far ahead because fishes can swim awfully fast. But Uncle Wiggily paddled harder and harder, and pretty soon he almost caught up with Mr. Fish. And then a terrible thing happened. Uncle Wiggily lost his paddle overboard. "Help! I've lost my paddle," Uncle Wiggily called to the fish. But the fish couldn't hear. He was swimming so fast. And Uncle Wiggily's canoe began to swing around and around as the river carried it along. But just then, Uncle Wiggily saw the umbrella in the bottom of the canoe. "I can make a sail out of that," he cried, "and maybe I'll beat the fish after all." So he opened the umbrella and the wind caught it, and the canoe went faster than Uncle Wiggily could have paddled. And do you know, he beat the fish to the tree? "That was a fine race," laughed the fish. "You were very clever to think of the umbrella, Uncle Wiggily." And another story soon, if the ash can doesn't jump up and down on the bed spring and make the spring think it's summer.